This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Scott.
So this is your boyfriend you want to bust, isn't it?
Yes, my boyfriend Graham.
Okay. And how long have you been seeing Graham?
It's about 3.5 weeks.
All right, so it's quite new.
Yes.
You haven't bought a boat together or anything yet, no?
No.
Right. So you don't live together, it's all, I mean...
No, it's quite new, just, but boyfriend and girlfriend, so...
Right. So you want to bust him then, do you?
I do.
Right.
I basically, in his past, he told me that he was quite into internet dating, and we spoke about this, told me that he wasn't into it anymore, and, you know, that we were getting on really well, and everything was cool. But it seems like that was a load of rubbish because he's still hooking up with other girls.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
No.
Right. How do you know that, then?
Well, basically, one of my mates found his profile online.
Right. But to be fair, Rachel, he might have, like, forgotten all about it. You said that he's had a past of internet dating before he met you, and he probably hasn't thought to close it down or anything.
He told me that we were going out and that was it. This was in his past. It was something he wanted to do to find somebody, and he'd found me, and so he didn't have to do that.
So how do you know this for sure, then?
Well, I decided to go online and send him some messages.
Ah. Yes. Super sleuth.
So I...
What, did you change your name?
I changed my name and put up a fake name called Paula.
Right.
And decided just to kind of see what he was going to say, so I sent a few messages to him.
Did you have a photo on there?
I put a photo, obviously it wasn't me,
right.
Put a fake photo up there.
Mm.
Actually, it was my cousin.
Right.
And just started asking him a few questions.
So you sent him some messages as Paula?
As Paula, yeah.
See, I can see where this is going now, really?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
So what happened on the messages, then?
Well, I was just asking him, you know... Is he seeing anybody? And he said no. So that was the first massive blow. Then secondly, I said, when did you have a last girlfriend? And he said, well over 3 months ago. And then I just... oh, no, that's right. He said, I'm not a player at all. I'm honest, which is just a joke. And he's really into commitment, but...
You have to remember, though, like, if you remember... Some people can get quite confused. If you remember Shep from One Night with Laura, there was a girl called Christine. She was convinced she was his girlfriend, and she had every right to think that she was. You know, a few dates, booking a holiday.
But you know, if you don't say to somebody, I'm going to be, let's be girlfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah, but in Shep's head, they weren't together, and I'm just thinking the same thing could have happened here.
Yeah, well, you know, he was so, well, seemed so sincere with me that...
In his head and in your head, it's you're supposed to be going out.
Yeah.
And he's still chatting people up online?
Absolutely.
Right.
Evidently.
Okay, so you want to bust him, really?
I want to bust him.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to you, Graham Smith, please?
Yeah, you're speaking to him.
Hi, Graham. Listen, I'm sorry to trouble you on your mobile. My name's Mark, and I'm calling from .com. You're registered with us for online dating, aren't you? Listen, don't worry, it's nothing bad. Well, it's not really bad, it's just that we've had a bit of a complaint.
Complaint?
Yeah. And I'm sure it's nothing to worry about, but we've had a complaint about somebody called Paula. Do you know anyone called Paula?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Right, how do you know her?
Well, we were speaking to each other for a date on online.
And would you have any idea why she made a complaint?
No idea.
Right, it's just that she says that you were a little bit forward, you know, a bit suggestive.
I don't think I was. I wouldn't say I was suggestive at
all. Okay. See, we think this is quite strange because we've never had a complaint about you before and you've been on for a while, haven't you? I mean, have you been in contact with a lot of people on the site, would you say?
Not a lot.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
A few.
How many?
A few, maybe.
Right. How many people exactly would you say? Let's say in the last month or so.
Last month? I don't know, a couple? Three, maybe?
Three?
Yeah.
And have you met up with any of these people and been on a date with them?
Yeah, one.
One person?
I'm on a date with one person, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm really sorry to call you, and I understand that you're probably at work at the moment, and I'm sure this Paul has probably completely blown things out of proportion and got the wrong end of the stick here. When did you go on the date? Was it recently, or...?
We went on the date Tuesday, I think.
Right.
Tuesday night.
And no complaints about being a bit forward then, or a bit specialist?
No. No, it was... there was no complaints at all.
Okay. See, that's as I thought. I mean, we must have some kind of misunderstanding here. I'm sorry to bother you about this.
All right.
Listen, there's one more thing before you go.
Yeah?
I've got someone here who wants to speak to you.
Yeah, hi, Graham. It's Paula. Or maybe you'd know me better as my real name. Graham, it's Rachel. How dare you? I can't believe you. You're such a... Yeah, going out for Darren's birthday on Tuesday night. You know what, mate? F*** you. You're an absolute...
What do you say about that, Graham?
I don't know what to say. That's,
I cannot tell you how angry I am. You're full of...
I think you're lying to yourself.
I'm sorry, well, but I can't talk to him anymore. I'm not talking to you. I can't talk to you.
Rachel...
Sorry.
Wait.
I can't talk to you, I'm sorry. Sorry, Scott, I can't talk to you on the phone.
Graham?
This is a wind-up.
Graham?
Yeah?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1. Graham, you've been busted, mate.
I don't know what to say to that, really. Actually.
Right. Right, no, I guess you probably don't know what to say at the moment. So you were going out of Rachel and you were chatting up Paula, which was actually Rachel. Yeah. And you met up with somebody last Tuesday.
Well, that's what she's saying, yeah.
Yeah. You did do that, didn't you?
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.